Hello, Patreon subscribers. Welcome to a new episode of Just Me and Harriet. And Elliot's going to pop in whenever we run out of steam.
Oh,
Much to
should I
report.
leave, or have you run out of steam now?
There he is, popping in when he sensed I was running out of steam immediately.
Just gone off the rails, this is.
Oh, God. Elliot had a very nice hat on earlier. He's taking it off for us now.
That's
But
for the Q&A. That's my question master hat.
oh, is that what it is? Okay. I haven't had a
Yeah,
new
what's the
hat.
scarf?
I just wear it all
What's
the
the
time
point of
now.
the scarf?
I just feel very safe in this scarf.
I
You
don't
always
think
wear it when
I
you're on your own, or is this just
None of
for
you have
us?
commented on the fact that I'm not wearing my normal jumper.
Yeah, why are you wearing a white jumper?
Yeah, this is weird. I've never
White
seen you in
shirt is
any
a white.
color other than
It's a shirt.
black.
White shirt.
Move that scarf out the way.
It is.
Is it a shirt? Why are
What
you
do you
wearing a
think
shirt?
this is?
It's good
No one's wearing a
to.
shirt.
Do you remember in the first few weeks of lockdown, I was like, I'm not going to become one of those people that just wears tracksuits at home.
No.
And then
I don't remember things you say.
you don't remember me being very strongly of that opinion. Okay. I just thought I'd wear a shirt today because I needed to for some filming. But I actually quite like wearing a shirt when I've got nothing to do. I think it's a good thing to do.
Think psychologically it's making you think like, oh, I'm the big man.
Yeah, it's an alpha power play on you two.
We didn't even know. We didn't
You
even
didn't even know
notice or
either, but
even
you
know.
felt it. You felt it.
No, I just the scarf. I'm just not a fan of the scarf. It feels very posery to me. It doesn't seem like it's doing a purpose. It feels like you're wearing it and all you're thinking is, I'm wearing a scarf, and that's what the vibe that I get from it.
I've never liked scarf wearers, people who wear scarves
Well,
without
you
the
are
coat.
that. You've become
Yes,
that.
I
You've
know,
become what you hate the most.
I don't hate it the most. That's not, I don't hate it. I'm just saying I never understood it, but now I've got the scarf. I feel like I understand it more. It's like it's just quite nice to have something covering your most vulnerable area.
Yeah, it's like a baby with a blanket.
Your
You're a
neck's not
baby
your
with a
most vulnerable
blanket, and
area.
your blanket is cream eggs.
I told you that in confidence.
We were going to talk about it in the podcast.
Okay, I might have. Okay, I've. Look, I'm riddled with spots, as everyone can probably see. I put foundation on very quickly before we started recording, but it was already. It's impossible to cover up.
I
At the
reckon you could put
weekend.
more on.
What?
Put some more on and it'll disappear. But I think you look fine. It's not a problem. That's
At
better.
the. Is that covering it?
Yeah, that's
For
fine.
audio only listeners, Harriet has put fingers over all her spots.
That's going to make me have more spots now because the
Is
oil from
it?
my fingers is going to give them like super spots.
Do you pop your spots?
Yeah. What?
Do you ever pop your spots?
Yeah, I am absolutely a picker and I find it impossible to leave it.
One of those popular YouTube channels is a lady who pops spots.
Not
Oh,
interested
yeah.
in other people's.
Really? Oh, it sounds grim
No.
to me. I couldn't do that.
Makes me
You
sick.
don't
And
pop
there's
your own
some people who
spots.
love popping other people's spots,
People
don't they?
love
Like,
that shit.
I don't love it, but I think it's rude to go out with them.
With spots?
Like a
If you
white,
have
maybe like a white
acne,
head on it, yeah.
it's a different thing. It's when it's like one or two, it feels aggressive, and it's like, fuck you, I don't even care.
Yeah. Do you pro? I mean, I
I take it
think.
personally.
Do you remember the last time I had a spot? It was
No.
right on the end of my nose.
Oh, I hate that. That's my worst. Did you go out with it like as a white head at the end of your nose?
No, I would never go out with a white head. Good God.
Thank you.
No, I know what you mean. If I've got a white head on my nose, but a white head shows up on me more than it would on you or Elliot.
Yeah, and you have to get rid of it.
Yeah.
I would have gone home if I'd turned up and you had, I would have left.
I'm not surprised. I would have wanted you to go home if you turned up with a white head. Look, there's nothing wrong with spots. I think we're being a bit too. This is a bit too much. I think we should have said.
I disagree. There's
It's a
nothing
human
wrong with
flaw.
spots.
What?
There's nothing wrong. If you have a lot, then that's a different thing to just having one at the end of your nose that you're just refusing to do anything about. Take responsibility.
Because that's like making a statement if you have it there.
It's not a
It's a
statement.
Where if you
real
like have it
fuck
to the
you.
side or around here, it's like, yeah,
But if you pick at
this
your
is like you're
spots.
trying to you're going spot first. The first thing to enter the room is your spot.
It is, isn't it, actually?
Maybe
Yeah.
see, I have lots of spots, but it's all they've all been picked, they've all been dealt with. There's nothing that's like making anybody
But surely that makes it
unhappy.
worse and you end up with scarring and, you know.
But that's my issue. I'm not putting it on other people.
Thank you, Harriet.
How incredibly thoughtful of you.
Elliot,
you're
welcome. Pardon?
It's incredibly thoughtful of you, but like, you know, not... Maybe you should be thoughtful about other things as well if it's spot, you know.
I can't cope with it.
Did you enjoy the cream eggs though? And how many did you eat in one go?
Anyway, I found vegan cream eggs on this vegan supermarket website. And I was like, this is going to sell out at Easter. Better get them in now. Ordered 5, ate them all. And then...
How?
In what space of time? When did they come?
3. Over 3 days, I also got vegan Smarties. So I ate the vegan Smarties as well, which do not taste like Smarties. And they're so full of sugar because they don't have anything else delicious in them that they make you feel quite ill. And then I've now broken out in many spots.
But overall,
and it's still
2 months
till Easter.
Was it worth it?
No.
Do you know the point of all those sweets and stuff is so that because you're giving it all up for Lent, that's why you have all the sweets to at Easter.
When is Lent? Oh, Pancake Day.
But when's that?
Pancake Day is before Lent. You're using up all your rich foods before you go on Lent.
Yeah, but you can do anything before Pancake Day, right? Like, the point is, you can do anything you want beforehand. If anything, go crazier before Pancake Day. Because then it's like that's a reason to quit. To quit it.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Bobby's made plans on Pancake Day.
When is Pancake Day? What date is it?
17th, I think.
Of February.
Usually, Tuesday. So the Tuesday around the 17th.
That'd be a Wednesday, wouldn't it? Because you said in the last episode that the 15th was a Monday. That's.
Yeah.
That's canon.
Oh my God! Is it Pancake Day today?
No.
When this comes out, sorry, I got very shrill.
God, 16.
Pancake Day will have gone by the time this comes out.
Wait, will it be? Yeah.
Oh my God! I'm in a time loop.
Oh yeah.
Happy Pancake Day.
So, what are Bobby's plans for Pancake?
Happy Pancake, everybody! I hope you had
happy
a really
pancake,
nice pancake,
everybody.
R.I.P. Christopher Plummer.
I forgot to say day.
Happy Pancake.
What are Bobby's plans for Pancake Day?
Well, he has a gig in the evening, and I said, it's Pancake Day.
He
said, it's just an hour.
But it's Pancake Day.
You can't celebrate it all day.
Are you going to be sitting at the table, like...
Yeah, waiting for your little pancakes.
Knife and foot.
Hang on, what do you...
All day.
How do you make pancakes, being the way you are?
Being where I am.
Being the way you are.
Your lifestyle. Your body.
Oh, being the way I am.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still having these cruelty-free eggs delivered. But actually, vegan ones, they can be pretty tasty. What?
No, sorry. I forgot about the vegan, not vegan eggs, but the cruelty-free ones. I remember we looked
at them. Yeah, that's what, because Rose asked earlier if I was a vegan, and then I said it's complicated. She said, that means you're not. And so I'm not. I'm eating eggs, but
they're not as bad as normal eggs. Yeah.
What's not cruel about these eggs?
Oh my God, am I having to explain it again? They don't kill the babies.
Oh, that was it.
They don't kill the adults. They rescue chickens. They let them live their lives. Anyway, there is a more complex issue with the industry, but I can't eat a lot of things. So I found some eggs from Happy Chickens. Please don't tell me anything that's wrong with it.
I'm not going to. I don't know anything about it. I think it's great that you're taking a moral stand on these things. What?
So now you, okay, we had a moment before we started recording where Sunil, your name at the moment on Zoom is The Negotiator from dumb film.
Oh,
I
changed it again.
But you changed it again. And then it was The Negotiator. So we talked about that. And then it just momentarily changed. Sunil Pate.
Hold on. I'm finished it.
You just changed it to Sunil Pate. Or Sunil... Hey, what's that you call a head? A
paint?
A Sunil...
Yeah, my paint, my shiny paint.
Sunil
Pate. Yeah, no, I gave Harriet and Elliot a glimpse of my full government name earlier, and they were shocked by it. You didn't know that was my
I
name?
Have known Sunil for... 9 years, over 9 years, and I found out today that Sunil is not his name.
It is my name. It's just a shortened version of my first name.
You've been lying
to us. What is your full name? Yeah, exactly. It's a lie. You've been living a lie. What's your full name?
Sunil Kumar.
Sunil Kumar?
Yeah.
And that's all one word, no space. Yeah. That's your full name?
Yeah.
Sunil Kumar Dinesh Patel.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake, Sunil Kumar.
What? Yeah. Just, you don't have to call me Sunil Kumar.
But Harriet named a dog
after you. I have to call you Sunil Kumar
and now. She's named the dog
Yeah,
wrong.
The dog's now got to be renamed.
Did you know, though, when Bobby was in the park the other day, they met another Sunny. So somebody else has named their dog after you.
No, they've
so there's
it
two
Sunny.
Sunil
they
Patel the dogs
me.
Going round.
I really so want to get round. A dog now. I think that's the one thing I do want is a dog now.
Sunil.
Oh.
I think you should do it.
Yeah. And then I'll call it 50 Cent.
World's tallest dog.
You what can't you name it? A dog the world's tallest dog.
Guinness Book of Records, dude.
What would you call
I'll call it?
It
the Guinness Book of Records.
Yeah great.
What would you call the dog?
50 Cent.
That's really rude after I named the dog after you not to call the dog after
but
me.
But I can't name the dog after you because then that'd be rude to Bobby.
Look, you can't think about Bobby all the time.
I'm not thinking about Bobby all the time. I'm thinking about him now.
You can call it Harriet Bobby.
Do you want a dog named after you?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Why do you think I called a dog after you?
To annoy me.
People do things that they want.
No, that's... What kind of sentence is that? People do things that they
people,
want. Clearly untrue. People have to do things
people
that they
act
want to
do. The way they want to be treated.
No, they don't. That's exactly how they don't act.
No, they act... My cards are on the table.
What?
Yeah, Harriet Kemsley, the dog, when you're ready.
I turned up to a Zoom meeting. I turned up to a Zoom meeting the other
Three
day.
Three of hearts.
And they were doing each other's tarot cards spade. When I arrived. And I don't know what that involves, but they quickly stopped.
Wait, you turned up where?
Onto a Zoom meeting. Zoom.
And they were doing tarot cards?
They were doing each other's tarot cards. I thought you had to go to a proper lady in a tent for that kind of thing, not just do it like with
no, anyone. No, I've had my tarot cards. Yeah. Well, not anyone. You have to learn the cards.
Can you do mine?
Sunil, I couldn't. I don't know where I'd begin.
There's probably an app for it.
No, you have to respect the cards and you have to get to know the cards. You have to spend a lot of time with the cards. Everyone now just thinks it's just willy-nilly playing with the cards.
Should we do an episode where we do a Ouija board?
No.
Do that for Halloween. Yeah. This is Pancake Day.
Pancake Day, we'll do a Ouija board. No, I already feel sick of the thought that I don't want anything to do with it.
What are you... Do you not like Ouija boards?
I don't like the spiritual realm. I don't like it.
This surprises me massively. I did not.
Sunil's scared of ghosts. Sunil's afraid of the dark. He has a nightlight.
No, he's like the science boy. Are you scared of ghosts?
What do you mean, by science boy?
I would be braver in front of a ghost than Sunil would.
You wouldn't know if it was a ghost or not, so you just treat it like a normal person.
I can tell the difference between a ghost and a person, Sunil.
I can hear a dog barking.
That is Sunil Kumar the dog.
Why is he so loud? I've never heard him bark before.
He's hungry.
Oh, right, that's it. Okay.
Bobby's feeding him.
All right, no. But no, I don't like the dark. I don't like Ouija boards. I've never done one. Never want anything to do with that nonsense.
We have to do this now.
What? I don't want to do it.
We have to do it.
No.
Special February ween.
No, you do it in October, don't you? You do it for Valentine's.
Oh my god, we'll go to a haunted house.
But isn't every Did house haunted?
Wow,
not new builds.
New builds can be haunted. People can die.
Sunil, have you ever seen a ghost?
No. Maybe. No, I don't know if I have or not. What if I didn't know if it was a ghost?
Look behind you right now.
I can see behind me. I can see the Zoom.
No, ghosts don't show up on camera. Only we can see it.
Ghosts don't show up on camera. You did. You look behind you, really. Sunil, let's tell Sunil horror stories, and then he has to you won't be able to sleep tonight.
I don't know, because I'm not going to find scary stories scary from either of you, because you don't know how to tell scary stories.
Yeah, we do.
I do. Yeah, we do.
No, because okay, we're both going to tell scary stories. You'll start laughing.
No. Okay. Have you ever heard the tale of Molly, the dinner lady?
No.
She's very old and dead. Okay. No. I know you like ice buns.
Not really.
Do you like ice buns?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Too messy. Sorry, yeah, but so I was just waiting for the ghost story, actually.
I'm setting the scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Molly's a dinner lady.
Yeah.
She specializes in ice buns.
What do you mean she specializes in ice buns?
She makes really good ice buns.
Is she a dinner lady or a baker?
Dinner ladies make ice buns. Have you never had an ice bun before from a dinner lady?
Not made by a dinner lady, no.
So now, stop. You've just got to believe you when I tell you that she fell in the ice bun mix. She fell in.
He's crying. He's too
fell in the
50
dome.
Ice buns.
She fell in the
no,
ice
the big
bun
ice
mix.
Bun machine.
The fucking fast.
She
and you
fell
in.
Into it. 50 ice buns. One had her toe. One had her ear.
Maybe step back.
One
from
had
her.
Her
a bit. Just step back.
Hair.
From the, just move back from the microphone a bit.
One had her toe. One had her ear. One had her hair.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Then there's a boy. We'll call him Colin. His
okay,
name is
Colin.
Colin went to go and get his ice bun.
Yeah.
He ate it, and in his ice bun was Molly's soul of her foot. No, it was Molly's soul was in it, and he ate her soul.
Right.
And then he was possessed, and he started to talk like Molly, and everyone was like, Colin, this doesn't sound like you at all, because he said like Molly, and Molly was an old lady.
Yeah.
And then he started knitting. And he...
You don't know how to end this one, do you?
No, I do. I do.
No.
I do.
Okay.
I do. And then Colin...
Land this plane, Harriet. Land it.
Had to marry Molly's husband.
Sorry, what do you mean had to?
Well, because they fell in love. No, because they were already in love. Anyway, it's a long story. Colin spent a long time trying to persuade Molly's ex-husband that Colin was now the ghost of Molly. Anyway, they got married.
So, sorry. Molly's widowed husband married a boy.
Colin.
An
yes,
underage
because he
boy.
Ate the ace bun, which had soul, not of her foot, of her actual soul in
so,
it.
So, sorry, this man married a child.
The boy.
A child.
Yes, that's why it's a horror story.
Because it's about paedophiles.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
it's horrible.
I've got to say, I didn't see that coming at the end.
No, neither did I.
Didn't see that coming. Horrible. But it really is strange where your mind takes you when you start the story and you don't know how it ends.
Elliot, what's your horror story?
Mine is. Are you listening? Are you listening, Snail?
Yeah.
Okay.
On.
You ready?
Yeah. Focus, Snail.
John Wayne Gacy was an American serial killer and sex offender known as the Killer Clown, who assaulted and murdered at least 33 young men and boys.
Why is this?
He regularly performed at children's hospitals and charitable events as Pogo the Clown or Patches the Clown, personas he devised.
Oh my God! I bet Snail's terrified of clowns.
Not really. No. I don't like them. But
then there's some more, but that's basically the gist.
So that's the horror story, a real story of a serial killer.
Oh, is it real? I don't know. You added
you're
that.
Reading it off Wikipedia.
Ooh, we don't
we
know
could
that.
See you were reading it off Wikipedia. You were clearly reading and you had
reflection.
Your finger on.
I was thinking about it. I have done my tarot, though, and I got the devil.
Oh, is that good?
So is that scary for you?
Your light, the light of your screen just changed colour. That is really scary.
it's horror story. I don't like horror films. I don't like scary stories, really. Scary stories are fine because it's in the telling, but horror films I will steer well clear of. Don't like them at all.
Because I'd never say you have an overactive imagination. So your imagination is like standard. I'd say your imagination is like
very real world grounded.
I probably
I'd say you could maybe imagine like an office. Like you could imagine an office.
Yeah.
What chair would be in the office? What stationery?
Black leather.
But you
chair,
couldn't imagine beyond
paper.
That.
No, I've got a very good imagination. It's actually better than most people.
What have you ever imagined?
Yeah, tell us.
Worst case scenarios for everything I do and every choice I make.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
So no, this is the opposite of what you've led us to believe. Since you've changed your name, you're a different person.
No. But just because I know what the worst case scenario is doesn't mean I won't just carry on anyway.
Wow.
You're completely different. It's like you're like the Sunil's evil twin that just comes out.
Like
the
you've
Patreon.
Been possessed. Oh, have you I've eaten any iced buns recently, Sunil?
Do you know what? I did eat 4 yum yums again yesterday. Could be that, but
from
I
a dinner
break
lady.
Out in spots, unfortunately. Not unfortunately, but yeah.
That was a really low blow.
Had to bring it around full circle at some point. it's a pretty like just to ground this episode of the podcast in the time of year we're in. It's been pretty dark outdoors. And it's been like
spooky.
The weather's been absolutely awful.
Creepy.
But I've been fine. I've enjoyed it.
But I haven't. I can't stop watching Million Dollar Listing LA.
We talked about
because
it, yeah.
I just terrible
I just want
to imagine I'm there. Yeah, not that I'm here.
Okay, yeah. I think there's nothing to do except watch terrible TV.
Yeah.
That takes you away from where you are now. There's nothing to actually like. But then after a while, you get bored of the TV and you're like, what shall I do now? And like, you've got a dog, which is great. Elliot's got this podcast, which is great.
Have a life outside of this, you know.
Well. So I need to find another. I need to.
You've got your scarf. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
A scarf isn't a hobby, a scarf isn't a pastime.
You can knit. You can knit a new scarf.
It's a way of life. That's
you've got you've got crypto. What are you talking about? That's real highs and lows.
Have we talked about my crypto on this?
I don't know if we've properly talked about it.
Were you affected by the GameStop stuff? Have you
Snail's
in
it.
Been affected by the economy?
I am deep
GameStop.
Fucking value. Who's Pardon? The guy who started the GameStop thing. No, actually, I had a chat. It's interesting how many people that have never had any interest in finance or the markets have suddenly been involved in GameStop and stuff. Former podcast guest Sean McLaughlin.
Yeah, he invested just before it tanked.
Yeah, so what Sean did wrong. Let's just go through step by step what Sean got wrong, because I was party to the entire incident.
He was so proud. I saw him. He was boasting about how he was, and then it tanked.
No,
it was literally like hours later.
So he thought he was joining in with like the pirates and the
Yeah, but
the rebels. And did he think he was going to make money, or did he just want to like put a finger?
Yeah,
up to
so
the
they were going to do a short squeeze on AMC stock. So the point was that if you're against the hedge funds, you buy AMC stock because it sends the price up. So he Googled Robin Hood, which is the app that they were using in America, but it doesn't exist here. And so he clicked on a random other link that popped up. And then he texted me and said, just bought 40 quid worth of AMC stock. And then about half an hour later, just said, it's all gone. I don't know where it's gone. What's happening? So I phoned him and he was just sitting in his suit on the sofa. I don't know whether he put the suit on just to buy what he thought was AMC stock, but he was sitting
bag.
Next to
what?
His wife. His wife was just doing her normal day job while he was just sitting there losing 40 quid for no reason. So he said, I bought AMC stock and then it just disappeared. And then he sent me a screenshot of a chat he was having with the company he bought the stock from on the sort of chat service. And the chat started with the company saying, hello, how can I help you? And Sean just wrote, what the hell are you doing? they're obviously, what do you mean? And what he'd done was, and he didn't realize that you're supposed to buy the stock, but instead what he'd done was he went on a betting website and bet on the movement of the stock. And because it went against him, they cut his position out because he lost the bet. So he thought, anyway, it's this is a good reason why people should do their research before they start spending money on stuff. Because and then I said, well, you know, that's just a start. Maybe you could start learning about this stuff and it'd be interesting to you. And he was like, nah, never doing it again. So
goes in hard.
Goes in
immediately
hard.
Immediately tanks.
Goes in hard, gets annoyed, leaves, not learning anything. So, you know, that he could have spent 40 quid. That 40 quid could have been the impetus for him to learn about what he was doing. But no. But so that's where we're at with...
So sad to have put on a suit out of when you're excited and then still be wearing a suit just if you've lost your money and you're just still in a suit.
I'd like to think that he put the suit on just to buy stock on online, but I think he just wears that suit jacket every day anyway, doesn't he? You know, he has a black
he suit doesn't.
Jacket. He has a black suit jacket he wears on stage.
He doesn't wear it at home.
Sometimes he was when I phoned him on a Tuesday afternoon.
It was his business day.
It was his business day.
This is madness.
But yeah, so crypto-wise, I'm in a crypto WhatsApp group with other crypto heads, Jordan Brooks and Helen Bauer. And it's
no.
What?
I would not say either of them are experts.
None of us are experts. And it goes to show that we don't know what we're talking about. We don't know what we're doing. I bought a coin last week, which was built by a 17-year-old in November. And for some reason, everyone told me to buy it. And it's actually going okay. But it's such a weird world. I don't know what's going on. It's madness. It's a bizarre, bizarre industry. I have no idea what I'm doing. But it's quite fun. The memes are good.
Till you lose everything.
The memes are good.
Yeah, the memes are good, and it's worth it just to be part of something. You know what I mean? Like a movement, like against the centralized system of finance that we've got right now. Don't know if you know about that, guys.
Scarf around your neck.
What?
Till you lose that scarf around your neck. When you...
How bad will it have to get for me to sell my scarf? It was only 12 quid anyway. I can't imagine. Who buys secondhand scarves? Actually, do you know what?
How much is vegan cream egg stock?
What does that mean?
How much is the stock for vegan cream egg if I want to get in?
There's no stock called vegan cream egg.
Vegan cream egg on the stock market. How do I get in?
You can't buy it.
I want to invest in it.
Yeah, but who makes it?
Easter.
Oh, my God. Put a suit on and then we'll talk.
Okay, great. I don't have a suit.
Do you not?
No.
You should definitely get it. I think 2021, you should get a suit.
Yeah, I think I... But where am I going to wear it?
To gigs Short when they restart. House. I just... I mean, I... For the first time in 2 years, I listed a live stand-up show today.
That's good. You're on.
When is that? I had to write the blurb for my own show. You know, when you list stuff in festivals and stuff like that, I had to write it. And it's for October this year. So fingers crossed it goes ahead. But, you know, but it was such a strange experience to be like, oh, this is weird.
Yeah.
Hoping it works out.
Elliot, what stock would you invest in?
I don't know. I mean, I've only got this podcast. Do we have stocks?
We should get stocks. We should get our own stocks. Have we thought about that?
I'll get that done, and then I'll invest all of my money in Wise Hair Crying Stock.
Sunil's scarf money, £12.
What?
Yeah, I'll invest in Sunil's scarf and this podcast.
If I put my scarf on eBay, how much do you think it'll get?
You'll have to pay them for postage. Yeah. What about like a Jurassic Park scenario? Like, what if somebody is there? Like, can you invest in that?
Can you invest in Jurassic Park?
For somebody
exist.
To bring back the dinosaurs, like, is that an option?
No, not
yeah, I'd do that.
Surely.
Not yeah, we can dark pay web. For that.
If anyone's in funding it now, they're doing it themselves, but not stocks.
But we can help.
Surely Elon Musk is doing that.
If he is, he doesn't want you to have anything to do with it whatsoever.
But we can help.
But he doesn't
our
want
money's
you.
Good.
He's like, yeah. He's very adamant he doesn't want your help.
he will want me involved for sure.
No, he doesn't. He absolutely doesn't need or want you involved.
I've got some ideas.
What?
If anyone listening knows Elon personally.
What are your ideas for the new Jurassic Park?
Well, it's got to have better security. That's number one. It's number one.
Better than
it's
what?
Got to
it's
be
never
better.
Happened before. They've never built it. It's a
well,
story.
We saw the prototype on the film.
That's not a prototype. That's a film.
They never learn the lessons. On all of the ones, they never have enough security. It's got to be secure.
You're blurring the lines between... Okay.
Treat the animal dinosaurs fairly.
The animal dinosaurs.
I was saying animals, but then I realised they're dinosaurs.
They're still animals.
Treat the dinosaurs... Pardon?
They're still animals.
No, because isn't it... No, because they're before animals. It goes dinosaurs.
Oh, they're before animals.
Dinosaurs,
then
animals.
Is they still? Don't put your head in your hands. Why?
What do you mean dinosaurs are before animals?
Well, it goes like Ice Age mammals, like mammoths, dinosaurs.
No, dinosaurs.
Animals.
Dinosaurs,
humans.
Animals, ancient Egyptians.
Ice Age mammals come before dinosaurs, which come before animals.
Dinosaurs. Snill, stop trying to trap me. Obviously, dinosaurs are different to animals.
Well, obviously they're not. They're obviously
you think
not.
Animals are dinosaurs? Have you seen a dinosaur recently?
I'm saying dinosaurs are animals.
Dinosaurs were animals, mate.
That's better.
But
we should feed them well. That's number three. Make sure they're well fed so they're not hungry.
Yeah, not don't feed them people.
No, what if you want to get them hungry so they fight each other?
I don't want that. I want a friendly and only... Don't bring back the angry ones. Only bring back the kind, gentle ones.
The leaf eaters.
So...
The vegan
ones. Elon. Yeah.
So, Elon. Vegan only
I've got
dinosaurs.
Some ideas.
No animals, but just dinosaurs and security. And learn your lessons.
Got to learn lessons.
Yeah. Do you think you've seen the film? To. Or do you think he's just guessing?
You must. Do you have
I don't know
a
if he's
I mean,
seen
that
it.
Would be.
Great. It's Thank you. For
he's
that.
Got to watch it. He's. You can't do it, bring them back without watching it. It's a warning for all ages. For the ages.
I think he bought the book and then just put it on his shelf and didn't read it.
For all ages. For the ages. Very good. Very clever. Very clever. See, this is why you should get a suit, okay. So you can give these speeches with a bit more authority.
I could be like that. What's that woman, Elizabeth something? I watched the documentary on her and she was...
The fraudster.
She was running around telling everybody, the fraudster one, how she had, and then she made like a billion on the stock exchange.
Yeah, and she...
And then she was just very
she
confident.
She didn't make a billion. People invested a billion and then lost it.
Yeah, and then it was all lost. I could be like her. So I go into the meeting and I say, look, I've got an idea. Have you ever seen the film Jaws?
Right. Okay.
Not as good as Jurassic Park, was it?
Let's knock this one on the head.
I trick them by going in with Jaws when I'm actually talking about Jurassic Park. They think I'm going to say Jurassic Park because they know I'm pitching Jurassic Park, but I start with Jaws.
I've no idea now. I don't think you've seen Jaws or Jurassic Park, and I don't think you're paying attention at any point in any of those films.
Never seen Jaws, but I befuddle. I befuddle them, then they're confused, and then right. I start speaking very slowly, and then they start to trust me because I speak slowly and calmly. They feel lost. They feel like I'm a safe ship in a storm, but I
what
created
storm?
The storm. What I'm the storm.
Oh, I see.
You are the
I'm
storm.
But now I'm the calm ship.
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
harbour with me. Give
Stir
me your money.
Up and then walk in as the saviour. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. You really are learning something from me. Well done.
Yeah. What are your bank details?
7058. What?
Is that your PIN code?
Yeah.
Is that really your PIN code?
No. No. You know my bank details, Harriet, because I've invoiced you in the past.
Yeah, I got it saved on my phone. Okay. Well, I think we're going to go now because we have a Q&A to record. We're going to do our Q&A.
Big time. A lot of questions but to get seriously, through
Yeah, big old Q&A.
A lot of questions to get through.
A lot of questions. Elliot's put his hat on.
It would have come out
Q&A.
By now, though. So this is a time travel. Oh,
God, this is what's so confusing. We never know what day it is.
Let's just stop for a second and then say goodbye to the episode. Okay, let's call it a day on that one. Elliot's got his hat on. Let's just call it a day on this episode. And we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening, guys.
Do get in touch if you've got any money you want to invest into a safe harbour.
But we'll put both our suits on and
we'll
be
becoming
like
an investment podcast.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.